Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, President and CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Artificial intelligence is projected to be among the fastest growing jobs through 2027. That's based on a survey highlighted by the World Economic Forum earlier this year. Known as AI, artificial intelligence is the discipline making an impact on ag bioscience. And today's guest is partnering with a well-known celebrities foundation to ensure the ag bioscience economy has the AI talent it needs. Welcome, Dominique Pianelli from Corteva to Ag Bioscience. Dominique, it is great seeing you. Thanks for spending time with us.
Mitch, thank you so much. I am so happy to be here.
Oh, we have so much to dig into. And before we dig into this AI bootcamp that you're leading, I love your story. It reads like a book. You have this passion for innovation. You co-founded a tech company, found your way into ag bioscience, and now you're partnering with a celebrity innovator, perhaps one of the most well-known celebrity innovators in the world. Before we get into who it is, we have to learn who you are. Share more about your story and your journey from Oklahoma to ag bioscience.
Awesome. Well, if we want to start in Oklahoma, then we have to really kind of take it back to 2004.
I love it.
MySpace days.
Ooh, big. Okay.
All right. So for me, I was always super involved in tinkering with stuff. I've been creative at heart for most of my life. And when technology started becoming a way for me to express that creativity, I decided to start making MySpace layouts. So why is this important? Well, when I was in college, I was actually studying organic chem and doing all the pre-courses for my doctorate in pharmacy. And I took a MIS class. And when I took that MIS class, I was like, oh my gosh, what I did for MySpace layouts is what I can do for a career.
Amazing.
So I had some great mentors in college that actually helped propel me towards technology. So from the University of Oklahoma, I ended up doing entrepreneurship and new venture management in MIS as my undergrad instead of my doctorate in pharmacy. Hard pivot.
By definition, yes.
And I ended up going into doing software development for my first probably 6 years out of college. I worked at a company called Hobby Lobby. It's a great craft store. So hitting that creative bug that I used to have. And I really found that building technology products for people and solving problems was a huge, huge need across any industry, retail in particular. And then as I progressed through my career, I found myself at a consulting firm where I was a tech consultant for an agriculture company. And I just fell in love with ag. And I was like, oh my gosh, this industry is like where finance was 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the amount of innovations coming into the industry are just astronomical. And the applications of technology to help agriculture today was just so exciting to me. So I fell in love with agriculture, and Corteva eventually was like, hey, come work for us.
Yes.
I said, absolutely, I'd love to. And I've had the pleasure of working at Corteva for the last 3 years.
Incredible. I love this journey. Who would have thought from MySpace to Hobby Lobby to shaping the future of the ag bioscience economy?
Right.
Incredible.
It's a huge, huge difference going from retail to agriculture, but you see so much continuity in technology applications that really when you take a step back and you look at everything that's been new and innovative over the last 10 years, including like Apple's innovations with mobile devices,
for sure,
you see so many leaps and bounds in productivity. And in the agriculture space, there's even more room for that, which is the exciting piece.
Yeah.
And AI is here and it's here to stay.
And let's dig into that. So you look at AI, artificial intelligence, as it relates to ag bioscience, agriculture. You're in that. You've been with Corteva now 3 years. Give us an idea. Where do you see AI being applied to ag?
Great question. So it's actually all around us already. So you think about farmers on the field, they have these great combines that allow them to plant at scale and harvest at scale. And if you look at how artificial intelligence has actually impacted that, those tractors can now see. So not only are they able to see the fields, they're able to identify where diseases are on crops. We also have drones, where people mostly know drones for really cool videos and photography and videography. We're now seeing remote sensing imagery come into play. NASA is a huge proponent of remote sensing data so that farmers and ag companies can help their farmers actually make better decisions and, you know, put the right seed on the right acre.
For sure. And you look at this effluent of data that comes off the combine, comes off the tractor, comes off the full production system. And to your point, it's so hard for a producer, for an agronomic advisor to say, what does this mean? Leveraging the power of AI to actually do that and scale that ability, fundamental.
Oh, yeah. And I was actually reading an article not too long ago that blew my mind. Cows have facial recognition now to know when they're sick. It is some of the coolest applications. So people think, you know, Snapchat lenses and filters of all sorts being used in everyday life are actually being used to help, you know, identify disease and find things that we couldn't actually see or cognitively process as fast as artificial intelligence models and everything are doing nowadays.
Well, your passion for AI, applying it to ag bioscience, extends well beyond even Corteva. You have made a giant move, built a powerful alliance with a celebrity innovator. I was going to say who it is, but I want you to say who it is because I think this is crazy. It's awesome that it's happening here in Indiana, good Indiana connection as well. Share more about this foundation that you're working with and how you got involved to create this AI bootcamp and bring it here.
Absolutely. So back in 2019, the company that I was working for at the time, Headstorm, was in the Dallas area, where this celebrity innovator is.
She's still keeping it from you. She's still keeping it from you.
Just wait. We were asked to help facilitate some AI bootcamp mentorship. So initially the program asked us to come in and help support 9 through 12 high school students learning about artificial intelligence and how it applies not only to today, but how it can be a career path for them moving forward. This was actually hosted by Mark Cuban. His artificial intelligence boot camps have now taken off since 2019. And his initial ask of the foundation was to find people who are passionate about bringing students along for the ride and teaching them about these great career opportunities and providing them a step up, basically, as they go into college. So super exciting to see that first class of students go through. It was so amazing. We hosted it at the Dallas Mavericks Gaming Center. So they had like this huge gaming center in downtown Dallas. And since then, we've had 5 boot camps.
Wow.
And we're coming in on our 6th.
And the deadline to register is coming up. We'll get more into that. We'll get into what the actual boot camp does right after this. We'll take a quick break. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farmers Insurance.
Whether your farm is your business, your hobby, or your passion, you and your farm are one of a kind. Each is unique and requires just the right insurance coverage options. Indiana Farmers Insurance has been protecting farmers for more than 145 years. And together with your local independent insurance agent, today, we deliver insurance solutions for your farm, business, home, and vehicles. Insurance can be complicated, so it's important to have a trusted expert who will guide you through your insurance experience. We partner with only the best agents, and like us, most of our agencies have been serving customers for generations. Beyond the basics, we have many other coverages available to match your needs. Our agency partners are experts and can tailor just the right coverages for your farm, business, home, or auto. Come visit us at indianafarmers.com and discover why Indiana Farmers Insurance is the right choice for you. We're proud supporters of Ag Bioscience, and we're here to help you protect what matters most.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Corteva's Dominique Pianelli, talking about the Mark Cuban Foundation and AI Bootcamp, how it all comes together in Ag Bioscience. Dominique, I love this story. It is so good. Share more about what the bootcamp actually teaches, who it's focused on, and most importantly, how do people get involved?
Great question. So the Mark Cuban Foundation AI Bootcamp is a high schooler's bootcamp. It allows free introduction to AI concepts such as machine learning, computer vision, natural language processing. We talk about AI and ethics and the application of artificial intelligence, not only in our personal lives, but in potential industries. I like to personally focus on agriculture when I speak with students.
That's good.
Got to push it.
Absolutely.
A lot of students don't know that our agriculture is actually super advanced, and we have all sorts of cool technology applications that they can lean into. The camp is free. It's for 9th through 12th grade students. If you live within a 15 to 20 mile radius of Indy, then you are available to apply. And if you want to get involved and understand what potentially may be out there for you, not only in AI, but particularly at our camp, at Camp Corteva, we'll chat a little bit about agriculture and AI and the applications of it. You're welcome to apply. markcubanai.org/CortevaAI is how students can get signed up. The applications are in English as well as in Spanish for parents in case you are bilingual. And our camp's going to be hosted from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Starting on October 14th.
Okay.
And it's going to go for 4 weekends. So October 14th, the 21st, the 28th, and then November 4th. And students need to attend all 4 days of the boot camp because, one, it's fantastic and it's super fun. But two, it subsequently builds on top of each other each week. So we highly recommend they attend all 4 weekends.
So 9 through 12. We'll put the link to register in the show notes. So go down there and check that out when you are either not driving or wherever you can get back to that link. We'll put that in there. Free to go, free for students.
Free for students.
And give folks an idea. You sort of walk through the timeline, but this is your sixth, I think you said. Mm-hmm. What do people experience? Like, what's a day look like?
So day one is usually the most exciting and interesting days. We usually kick that day off and ask students, you know, what do they think AI shows up in their everyday life? Most of them will answer Snapchat or some sort of lens. They'll understand social media has a ton of different artificial intelligence topics. But as we go through a day, we'll do micro labs where we do breakout sessions and help the students actually understand some of the computational pieces behind it, as well as doing more real-world application of modeling and cleaning of data, as well as we give them obviously practical knowledge about the basics of artificial intelligence and machine data modeling and things of that nature. But as you go through each day, we have 3 to 4 mini labs that they get to actually take packets home and practice at home if they'd like.
So
and
cool.
There's tons of tooling online that they can access, and it's all free to them. When they're signed up for the camp, they can even practice while they're at home. But we end up having, at the end of the camp, a dream board from day one that they go and look back on to say, what do we think AI can do for us and what are the applications of it in our everyday life? And then on the fourth day, we say, okay, so now after you found out all of the things you found out, tell us now, what do you think AI can do? And we have a capstone project where students actually will put together a slide deck. They'll pitch to us, very entrepreneurial.
So good.
It's so fun. We give feedback and help them actually refine their ideas and even allow them to continue taking those ideas further with the tooling that they get to use throughout the camp.
That's so exciting, energizing, inspiring, educating young minds to think what's possible and then give them the tools. Now, I got to dig into this, Dominique, because I think you are a really unique story in the sense of you were not initially pursuing ag bioscience. Mm-hmm. You were not initially pursuing technology. And yet here you are. You're an innovator. You're now in one of the largest pure play ag companies in the world. Innovation itself is tough. Innovation in a big company, sometimes even more challenging. For those that are early in their career, you have this deep love for helping these young professionals, these young students. What advice can you share from your journey of you're an innovator, you're trying to figure this out, maybe a pharmacy student, turn to data science? What advice can you share with students?
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things that I look back on is finding mentorship was a huge propellant for me to go into MIS and entrepreneurship in my college years. Having people around you who are growth mindset innovators or people who are able to actually like guide you in your decision making or in your exploration of your interests, I would say from a high school student's perspective, you're almost too late when you have those conversations with high schoolers. I remember back when I was in high school, I had already decided pharmacy was what I wanted to do.
Sure.
So I believe that it starts with having the conversation, being involved with community outreach like the AI boot camp from Mark Cuban, and also by taking the time to really research what's available at your college and having that conversation with advisors or in high school or middle school. I mean, the earlier, the better, because sure. the more educated you are on potential opportunities, the better. And then you have to have, obviously, on the opposite side of, you know, high school students pursuing that information is people wanting to evangelize that out into the abyss, right? You got to go talk to everyone about it. You have to go and have conversations with students about things that they probably don't know about. I did not know that MIS was a career path for me. For me, I just wanted to have an opportunity to potentially work remote and have a family with some flexibility in my career later on. So it's super important for not only people in their career to go out and pursue talking to younger students, but also to just kind of take a look at everything. Don't be too solidified on what you think you're going to do. Look at the passions you have in life. You may not realize that there are opportunities for careers that really cultivate that creativity in you and also inspire you on a day-to-day.
Yeah, good call to action on both sides of the equation. For the students, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And so go think big, think broad.
Right.
And for those professionals that are out there, the listening, find a student.
Exactly.
Show them what's possible. Show them that AI is applicable to ag bioscience. Show them the pieces and parts that they may not know.
Exactly. 100%.
All right, Dominique, two more questions. Actually, one question and then one reminder.
Okay.
So last question is for you. We have to hear, as an innovator who has done amazing things in your career, what's next for you? What's next for the Mark Cuban Foundation AI Bootcamp? Give us a peek into the future of all things you.
Well, you know, I do hope that at some point in time, I can be actively pursuing innovation, not only in my career at Corteva, but outside of it. I do love my own pet projects on the side. So for me, I would love to have a buzzing business while I'm also helping move forward different product models or other things at Corteva. I would absolutely love to see us grow certain areas at the company, but in particular with the AI bootcamp, I would absolutely love to see us have multiple locations for our camp and be able to really spread that across a lot of the Corteva campuses. I think in the next few years, that'll be even more critical as fast as ChatGPT and all of these models coming out, you know, Midjourney. Being able to kind of keep up with that tech wave is going to be difficult. So having us at multiple campuses, I would love to see us be able to impact more students across the board, not only with the foundation, but also with Corteva.
Oh, it's so exciting. And again, remind us, how do students register? And remind us of the dates again.
Okay. So students need to register at markcubanai.org/CortevaAI. And we'll put that in the show notes.
Yes.
And the dates for the camps are October 14th, October 21st, October 28th, and November 4th. And the camp will be from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock Eastern time.
At Corteva headquarters.
At Corteva headquarters here.
Northwest side of Indianapolis.
Yes.
Dominique Pianelli, you are amazing. Thanks for spending time with us. And really, really appreciate all you're doing to inspire this next generation of ag bioscience innovators.
Mitch, I appreciate being on. Thank you so much.
And thank you for listening to Ag Bioscience. You can get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions just like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library and give us a review. You can always learn more online at agrinovusindiana.com. On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I'm Mitch Frazier saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Agrinovus Indiana in collaboration with Inside Indiana Business. Hosted by Mitch Frazier. Produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez. Photography by Kaylee Kerr. To get all ag bioscience news all the time, visit agrinovusindiana.com.